We're back here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's volleyball matchup between Underwood and Riverside. Bulldogs head coach Brooke Flathers joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your volleyball team coming into tonight's showdown against the Eagles?
Good. We've had a great few practices the last days and just kind of dialed in on some things and, you know, strengthened what we're good at. So, yeah, should be a good game.
How do you feel about facing Underwood a third time? Do you ever buy into the fact that it's hard to beat the same team three times in a season?
Yeah, I think it's hard to win a game at any point in the season, especially, you know, when you're playing well and everybody's going to give you their best game. So it's just a matter of us taking care of the ball on our side.
I mean, you've seen Underwood a couple of times. Your team is well familiar with them. You know, what are their strengths? What do you have to focus in on against them?
Yeah, I think if we can just, you know, focus on our middle pass and, you know, the things that we know how to do well, keep swinging, play the ball, be gritty on defense, and just be ready to play.
How strong is their offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, you know, on any given night has hitters who can step up. And so it'll just be a matter of us staying focused on defense and controlling our controllables.
What has been the key for your defense this year? Why have you been able to identify, no matter who's you're facing, other teams' hitters? What has kind of keyed that effort all year long?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of, you know, just everybody being disciplined. I would say as the season's gone on, we've gotten more disciplined about where we're supposed to be on the block and where we're supposed to be in the backcourt. And they've done a really good job of that. You know, talk's always a big thing for us in our gym, and kind of got on the girls this week one time about talk, and they picked it right up. They know what the expectation is, and that's something that, you know, fuels their fire on defense.
I mean, it seems like a lot of different players dig. I mean, a lot of different players score too, but you know, how much of an emphasis is that for you?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of kids who understand that, you know, hustling after the ball and making those big plays can, you know, keep the momentum alive and give our hitters opportunities. And, you know, that's something we talk about too, is, you know, trust that we have your back, you know, defensively, off the serve, go for it. Offensively, go for it. And defense will have your back and recycle that ball back up if we need to.
And then, like a player like Sophia Fenner, she may be the libero, but she's not the only one who digs for you. She's also a good server. She missed a little bit of time this season, but I mean, how much of a key is her, you know, play on the back line to help everybody else out?
Yeah, she's done a great job leading our defense this year. You know, she's played off, you know, with other liberos the last couple of years, who I think have really helped her grow as a player. And she's, you know, really come alive this year. And Sid and Lily and Ashley and Bentley have, you know, just doubled down on their defensive efforts too. And yeah, I mean, for better or for worse, Sophia's a kid who would run through a wall if we asked her to get a ball up. And so she just does a great job. She just has the go and fight to make a play.
Yeah, I pity that wall. I mean, how much of this team, what you've been able to accomplish this year, how much of it is mental and how much of it is physical?
I think it's a good combination of both. We, you know, in the last several years, have spent a lot of time developing our mindset and, you know, just the mentality around the Big Dog Volleyball program here and what we're trying to do. And so I think a lot of that has kind of, you know, just been pieced together and, yeah, really shown through this year in different ways. And physically, these girls put in work. I mean, I'd put a lot of money on these kids. They're probably, you know, put a ton of hours in and time and commitment and just, yeah, more. They definitely can trust their training and that they've done the work ahead of time going into any match.
How difficult do you see the brackets overall in this particular region?
Yeah, I think, you know, the benefit about volleyball, and I've said it all season long, but like everybody's playing good volleyball right now. The game's grown so much. You have kids playing club and developing, and so it's just a really exciting time, and you know, everybody's going to play good volleyball in postseason too, so it should be a fun.
And overall, what are your keys here against the Eagles tonight?
Just going to control what we can control and, you know, do what we're good at and love our team along the way.
Well, another big test, and your team undefeated, trying to stay that way. The playoffs have arrived, and a chance to do it at home. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight against the Eagles. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brooke Flounder's head coach for Riverside Volleyball with us here on KSOM.